Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 581. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walt.
Hello.
Good morning.
Howdy.
It's a cold morning.
Yeah, don't like that.
Mm-hmm. We have like a winter advisory thing I saw pop up on my phone.
Let's see what the 35 degrees and sunny with a high of 54 today.
Yeah.
What that's called, inside weather.
Mm-hmm. Not going out doing anything.
You put your Snuggie on, you get you a little warm drink, a little hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa's good.
Well, heated blanket. You just lay back on the recliner and just vegetable.
Blanket not heated, but fireplace heat going.
I like a heated blanket. Because I can control all the temperature. You know, it's customizable, but also I can just take it off. Because I like to put it on hell mode.
Right.
And then put it on until I'm like, I'm going to throw up. And then take it off and immediately be cold because I don't have this inferno on top of me anymore. That's the real move.
Right.
Also, I've spoken about this at length, but you got to check your headphones before you put them on. And I just want everybody to know that when I checked mine this morning, I had a stink bug in there.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm in the office, which is not totally closed off. There's one little piece of trim that's got to be put up that it can connect from the other side, and the windows over there allow bugs to sneak in here and there. And so it wasn't in the ear part. It was in the space between kind of like over here on the side. There's a little space between the, like the soft part and the plastic part. It was wedged in there. But that's why you got to check.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. Don't just slap headphones on thinking it's okay.
Right.
I try to always like cord mine up to where the earpieces like touch and then wrap it around there so nothing could get in.
Yeah, same.
But you've got to check.
Because they can still squeeze in there.
Yeah, that's how you end up with earbugs, and I think we all know that.
Yep.
You can't just take it.
You see them videos where they got spiders stuck down in their ear.
No, that's not going to happen on my watch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to allow it. You know, I wear a hat every day. And I have like 7 or 8 hats, and they all get worn just about weekly. And I still check them. If I wear the hat I wore yesterday, I still check them.
So I do the pop. So my hat, I'll like fold it in, then I'll pull it out and I'll pop it, and then I'll look. I just pop to make sure there's nothing in there, and then look in there.
Yeah. I flip the little rim down, and I run my finger all the way down through there to make sure there's nothing hiding, and then I give it a good once over, and then I pop it on every day.
Mm-hmm.
Got to look at it.
And so I have a hat just sitting by the front door. It's my just run to go hat real quick.
Yeah.
And so I put that one on.
You can't just be out here putting things on your person without checking.
Now, I don't always wear a hat, but every now and then I do.
Yeah.
If it's raining, I'm wearing a hat for sure.
Yeah. I don't want the hair to frizz up.
Yeah.
Got to keep it fresh. I got that. Yeah. I wear one every day and I still check. If I wore this hat yesterday, I'll check today. Because you don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're sleeping in it, you just don't know.
Right.
And if you're sleeping in the hat, that's a psycho move.
Yes, it is. Like, you'll hit the.
Yeah, right. You can't. Yeah. You have to like sit up to turn over.
Now, do you remember the brimless hats?
I don't think so.
So at Lids in our mall, they had brimless hats. They tried it out and it just didn't look good.
Let's pull up a picture of it. Let me see because maybe I'll bring this back if it looks good. It sounds like it's just going to be like a canvas beanie, though, basically.
Yeah, basically. Let me share my screen.
Let's see. Let's see what the reaction is to this. Well.
It was basically this.
Yeah. Now, those have the metal clasp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I was expecting, but for some reason I was expecting fitted.
Yep. No, it was basically just these.
Okay. Well, I don't like those. So as it turns out, it's a good thing they did away with it. Now, what's these full face masks with the goggles on it that are coming up everywhere?
It's like a winter hat.
These are called, so we're on Temu or Temu. 3-in-1 winter warm ski hat with goggles, windproof neck, ear protection, cozy trapper hat. They got a set of built-in gogs up top.
Yeah, you need these for the Titans game.
You look like you're not supposed to be there when you have that on.
That one. You got a hat on, put Titans logo on there.
Yeah, that one's not bad. It's like a hat ski mask combo. He's got the aviators on with it, which is questionable.
Oh, I have one of these hat like that.
Yeah. I have a Titans hat like that. I don't trust that first one, though, with the goggles.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? You need goggles.
To see if it's snowing. I guess that's all.
Yeah, I think I need that. I think I need my eyes out.
Get you. Oh, there's. Look at this one. With the goggles. It's like a headband.
Yeah, it's like a bug. Yeah. I can't. Nothing like that'll work with my glasses, anyways.
Oh, yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah. Look at that full face mask.
I know someone who's got one of those.
Would you wear that out?
I would. Just to be weird.
There's a pair of diving socks. I assume that the purpose of diving socks is that they're warm and keep you warm, but they have that design to look like it's waterproof.
Mm-hmm.
They are waterproof. They're neoprene.
Oh, it's got the little bottom too.
Oh, yeah, little suction feeties.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good just for moving around the house. You'd have that better traction.
Oh, yeah, and I hate having to step on ice. We're having extra guests in my house, and they take ice cubes, and they pop, and then there'll be little spots of ice cubes on the floor.
Mm.
You can't see it on our floor.
Are you bareback with your feet at home?
No, I'm socked.
And oh, so it ruins the socks.
Yeah, oh, I hate wet socks.
They have to go in the trash.
I take them off immediately and hang them and have to get a new pair.
Well, that's a shoe condom right there.
Mm-hmm.
Silicone waterproof shoe cover.
Yeah, I've seen these before for these like Nikes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Aaron that used to work with us?
Not really. Shout out to Aaron.
Yeah, he was a little rapper, always wore like the nice shoes. He was there right when the last year I was there.
I don't remember him.
Aaron Carmichael.
Could you just put those on over your socks though, and you wouldn't have to worry about your problem?
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, see.
Yeah. No wet feet. Socks. Now your feet would just sweat profusely, I assume, if you went straight on sock.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an egg dispenser? Oh, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
How expertly stacked do those have to be?
I know.
You would spend an hour getting that prepared. But then you could just grab an egg at a time. That's also so many eggs to have to go through.
It is. But if you only have one in the fridge.
Still a lot of eggs. What's that baby holding, 24? A lot of eggs.
Yeah. We're shopping on Temu.
Yeah. Hey, they get shit on a lot, but I've ordered a few things from them, and I'm pro Temu. I think it's also Temu, because they had a commercial where they said it and made me feel like I've been saying it wrong.
I used to have one of these.
Propeller hat?
Yep.
But I've got some stuff from them that's pretty good. Everything's a knockoff, and everything takes, like, you know, makes cheap.
Yeah. It's just like, I used to order from Wish all the time. I haven't ordered from Wish in like a few months.
Yeah, I've never ordered from Wish, but I do like Tenmu.
Yeah, remember I was back when Dan was on here. A shout out to Dan. We mentioned about me ordering. I ordered like 40 rings, like wedding rings.
Oh yeah, you did. And you swap it out.
Yeah, for like a dollar each.
It's amazing that some things can even be made and shipped.
Mm-hmm.
For the price that you pay, and not just through those places, but like even through Amazon. Sometimes I think about it. Especially with heavy stuff, and I know that they're shipping it themselves is how they do it, but it's just amazing.
Yeah, I think it is that the illegal part of it is they're shipping something else with it.
Correct. So there's like multiple things coming.
Yeah. So they're shipping your stuff, and then they're also going to add in something else in the container or whatever as they're shipping it. That's the theory of why they're constantly wanting you to buy from over there.
You're talking about Temu now.
No, all of it.
Oh.
Yeah, not Amazon, but anything.
It's like Amazon doesn't give a shit what I buy. Wish. But like Temu is for sure like, hey, that's cool, but what if you also got this pack of color pencils? I'm like, I'm not really interested. And they're like, oh, how about a coffee cup? I'm like, I'm good. And it's like, cool, take a phone case.
Yeah.
Like, they're bad about it. And then you have to spin a wheel and then spin a wheel and then pull a slot machine. It's like, it's full of like wackiness.
To get your 60% off or 60 cents.
Yeah. And then when you get to the end, you have like six things in your cart and the total is like $20. And you're like, I only wanted one thing that didn't cost $20 to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only a penny now, but now you've bought all this other shit.
Yeah.
Because that's how it does to get you to get it for a penny.
Did you ever see the fake Legos on there?
Yeah.
Because I still had that one set.
Yeah, some of them aren't bad looking. Some of them look like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
They had a fake Titanic up that looks real bad.
Yep. The typewriter looks really good, but it's just not green. It's gray.
Yeah, I think I saw that one. I like the typewriter. That's a set I definitely wanted, but then I feel like it would be not as good because I have a real typewriter.
Yeah.
It'd be a weird thing to display now.
So I watch YouTube videos where people like buy the fake Lego and compare it to the real one. And some mm-hmm. of them are really good and some of them are horrible. And they bought from like Wish, DHgate, AliExpress, Temu, and it would compare all.
The Titanic looks like ass in the pictures.
Yeah. When he did the Titanic, it was not good at all. It barely pulled together. When it's sitting there, you can see the pieces not like stuck in. It won't go all the way down.
Scale size, it doesn't look correct either.
Right. No, it's
the Titanic is huge.
It's smaller.
Yeah. Interesting. Let us know your experience.
Mm-hmm. I still had that set I'm going to put together eventually.
You say that, but you never put any together.
No, I just had, as you can see, I have no room, nothing.
Yeah, that's the tough part when you get anything that needs to be displayed.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have somewhere to put it. And, you know, the boxes are always way bigger than they need to be, but they're also way smaller than the thing put together. So it's kind of tough. Like, even though the boxes take up a lot of room, they're a lot better off than once it's put together, it's got to be displayed. It really should be behind plastic so it doesn't get covered with dust.
Yeah.
That's too much also. So it's a whole situation. You need a room dedicated to it.
Mm-hmm. Which hopefully I get that when I get a house built.
Yeah. I love things, so I get it.
So let's talk about some gaming. What'd you play this week?
Usual Suspects. Animal Party. Party Animals. I had a momentarily passed out. Party Animals. You just let me go, too. Party Animals, we played. They had a new skin for International Women's Day. They had Mrs. Quacks, I think it's called. So it's a little lady duck.
Mm.
Mrs. Quackers, I think it's Mrs. Quack though. Pretty cool skin. I don't think they had anything new besides that go on. They do have a slumber party event coming up, which it looks like all the normals, but they're in like their robes and nightgowns and sleep hats.
Yeah.
So that's getting ready to start. I think on March 14th, so that's around the corner. And then we played just the multiplayer game. Only other thing I played, which was Helldivers last final night.
Yep. Maybe.
Yeah. You enjoyed it so much you didn't even get on time.
No.
You had to be texted multiple times.
Yeah, that was my fault.
15 minutes late. And that doesn't, it sounds like I'm being an asshole because everybody's late, but Gerald's always early. So that's why it's unacceptable.
Right.
Because you're like, you're typically the first one on or the first one asking what time, and you were the last one on. And I assume that if not text, you just never would have played.
No, I would have gone, but it would have been probably even later.
Yeah. You hate that game.
No, I didn't hate it.
You hate it.
I don't hate it.
I think you'll feel better if you say it.
Nope, not going to say it.
Come around at all in that game? Like, is it better when we finished than when we started for you?
The more I play, I was having more fun, I guess, with playing with you guys.
Yeah.
So not a game I'm going to play by myself. But if you guys played, like, hey, we're hopping on, jump in, I would jump in.
Yeah, I don't hate it. It's fine. I think I had more fun separated this last time where it was like two and two. We were kind of doing our own things.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like we all had a little bit of purpose. We died a lot, though.
I think we died more together than we did apart.
Yeah. Like, we died a lot.
I think the game I don't know if it's like the AI is like knows, okay, there's four people right there. Let's just throw all hell at them. Compared to when it was just two on, like two here, two there.
Yeah. So we did, we died an awful lot, which is a little discouraging. I know that game doesn't really punish you for dying, but we just died a lot. So our samples were everywhere. So we really left with nothing.
Yep.
But yeah, that it's all right. It's all right. It's, now, it's not going to make like my top five list or anything.
Right now, if you guys don't know the way you get the game is you get like 19 like lives, you can say, like you can, like if you die, one of your teammates die, you can throw them, bring them back in the gameplay right away, 19 times. And then after that, you have to wait for like a cooldown period, which I think is like 2 minutes before you can bring someone back in. Well, we expired that multiple times.
It should be said though that I clutched.
Yeah, you were by yourself and you were able to bring everybody back.
I was by myself and on what only could be described as hell. And I stayed alive long enough to get you back, right? You were first?
Yeah, then I died right away.
Yeah. And I made it all the way to the end, basically solo, and then I think I got Patman back.
Yeah.
And then Howard back. And you and Patman were dead at the end.
No, I think he came back. Howard was able to get him back, right?
Yeah.
So I think three of you guys, because I was the only one in that.
It didn't. No, he didn't extract. He threw him down, but he never would pop out.
Okay.
So I was able to get Howard back, and then we defended the last. So when you go to when you finally finish all your objectives and you get ready to extract, there's like a final stand, and we did that together, mm-hmm. and we left. So yeah, shout out to me.
Yep, you pulled a Patman on that one.
Yep. It was weird too. It's a weird turn for me to be in a shooter, the guy everybody was relying on.
Now with them adding mechs, is that pique your interest a little bit to jump in a big mech?
Zero for me.
Nothing for you.
I'm not a mech guy either. So it's like you just added a thing to a thing I don't love, like a thing I don't love to a thing I don't love. Mm-hmm. Again, like that game's fine. If tonight Howard was like, hey, I want to play that, would you play with me? I would. It's fine.
Yeah.
The game's not offensive. It's not, it doesn't bother me. It just, it's fine. Doesn't do anything good or bad to me.
Mm-hmm.
I see why people like it. I also see why I don't love it. You know, it's not my kind of, I don't know what I want out of a game anymore. There's one that's called, I should probably know the name of this before I just try to rattle off, because I'll never remember. Well, let me go to Game Pass while we're talking. There's a new one coming out, Frontier or something. Maybe type in Frontier Game Pass and see if that'll pull it up. It's got a dumb, like, AI-sounding name. I've hit everything but Game Pass here.
Is it Lightyear Frontier?
Lightyear Frontier. Doesn't that sound like they just hit an AI?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about this. It's in pre-release right now, and it's early access, but it's a...
Oh, good. I see. It looks like I have a farm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mech farming.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's mech farming. So you get a mech, totally customizable mech, and you get new tools and attachments for it, and you're just farming. It's peaceful, so there's no combat, and it's just peaceful exploration and mech farming.
It's definitely a game for you.
Yeah. So I've already got it like pre-installed. It's just waiting. It's not actually out for another like 7 days.
Hmm.
But I'm ready. I think it's also four player. If it was out in time and you had an Xbox, that might be the game.
Oh yeah, but I don't have an Xbox, so I'm ruining it for everybody.
Yeah. You refuse to give us more options.
I don't even have room to put an Xbox out. I think.
Yeah, just set it down flat and then set the PS5 right on top of it.
No, if where my setup is, I have the fireplace entertainment center, and my PS5 is like right in the middle, right above the fireplace.
Yes.
And then I have the big TV up there, and there's not. I have a my hard drive for the PlayStation 5 is behind the TV.
The Series S is tiny.
I still don't have. I don't think I have room.
You do. You don't want room. You have room. You don't want room.
I don't have room.
Or the X, you could just set in the floor beside the fireplace, just a little black box.
No, the wife ain't gonna like that.
She will when she sees how many games are on Game Pass.
No, she won't care about that. She's like, why you need another system, don't you? Didn't you buy that Quest and you haven't played it in a couple months?
You should be playing that too.
And you got that Switch. It's just, well, I do play the Switch. She sees that a lot because I play that. Is that when Satan's in the bedroom?
Why don't you play Quest?
We haven't played anything.
Why don't you play Quest? Don't make this about us.
Just been playing. There's other games I've been playing instead. I haven't had the urge to pick it up.
I try to explain to people, like, VR is very, very much for me something that, like, I always love it. I always want to play it, but it's something that I play, like, in spurts.
Mm-hmm.
When I play it, I want to be in VR all the time.
Yeah.
But then I won't play it for a month, 2 months. And then I'll play it every day for a week straight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of always been that way for me. You know, I still think I'm picking a VR game for our multiplayer for this week or for this month. So we'll be back in it. Because Padman also just bought the Quest 2, the Quest 3, the Quest as well. And he's not played it really at all. We've played a handful of times.
Oh, damn. Now I feel bad because y'all got threes. I got two.
Yeah. He got the PSVR and the three because he's just made of money.
Damn, it sounds like Howard.
Yeah, they swapped roles or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got, yeah, he got the Quest 3. The 2, there's no limitations to the 2, though. You're not holding us back yet.
Yeah.
Now, when the Quest 4 comes out, it might be time.
Yeah. What'd you think, what, 3 years, 4 years?
2 years. If the Apple Vision Pro was cheaper, I'd have that baby strapped on right now while we were recording.
I know you would.
I'd be in it. You know, because people just wear that thing all the time.
Yep.
You're going to get the face funk from having that on so much.
But $3,500. Whew.
It's just a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the lot of money for the first generation of a thing.
Yeah.
Like, let me let you get it figured out, and then maybe I'll scoop one up. Would you ever do something like that?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. I'll be honest. If I just had the money like that, I'd pay that for it. Like, I don't even care that it's probably, I don't think it's overpriced. I think it's expensive. I think it's the right way to say it. But I would spend that much money if I just didn't care about $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's cool. And some of the things people do with it, I think for the show, Marshall 205 sent me a video of a guy wearing the headset, and then he has like a tape measure that links to the program that he's using. And when he measures a board, it automatically inputs the calculation, so he's got a full cut list.
Mm.
And then when he grabs his board and rolls it through his table saw, not his table saw, his chop saw, his miter saw, it automatically calculates the length. And when it knows what board he cuts. And so when he cuts it at that length, it automatically marks it off the list and then prints a sticker that he puts on it that has the size. So it's like building for dummies.
Yeah.
Which I would love to have. Now, I will say I probably have $6,500 in between tools and and that headset. But it's super cool. You could go from DIY to, you know, close to pro without any skills.
And I do like how you actually use your fingers. You don't need an extra like thing on your hand or nothing. So I thought maybe you would have that wear like something maybe on the tip of your finger, like a finger cover. Maybe
weightlifting gloves.
Yeah, but no. Nah. So would you buy one at half off if you got like you went and gets a new iPhone? Let's say, hey, here's a new iPhone. Since you're getting this new iPhone, you can get the.
Could I finance the iPhone?
The Vision. Yeah, just like through. Verizon,
like two,
AT&T.
Like two years or whatever. Yeah, I'd do it. Yeah.
You would spend what, $1,750?
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. I'd probably do that today.
Mm-hmm.
I want one really bad. Now the struggle is I don't need a new phone.
Right.
So I love technology. I always, you know, always want the new system when it comes out. For some reason it does not transfer to phones. I'll use a phone until it's done.
Yeah.
So I went from the 5S to the 10 and from the 10 to the 14. Like I hold on to a phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the 14 now. I'll probably have it till at least like the 18. assuming it keeps working. I only upgrade when it breaks.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess maybe I should say if I was in the market for a new phone, I would do that. I don't know if I would just go spend $1,000 on a phone and get that thing when I don't really need a phone. I could trade my phone in, then yeah, mm-hmm. I would.
So on Apple, you can do a payment plan of $291 for 12 months to get the Apple Vision.
Yeah, I'm already payment planning my laptop though, so I don't want to direct deposit my entire check to Apple. I would love to have one.
So around $2,000 is your limit on that?
I like a $1,750 better.
Yeah.
I like to keep it under $1,999.
But then the $1,500 or the $1,000 Quest Pro was not in your limit though.
It's different though. The AR is different. Like I do see a benefit to being able to work in it. You know, I could take my laptop, set it down in front of me. I still have full visibility to my laptop, just like I'm looking at it any other time.
Right.
But then I could slap 144 different screens all the way around me too, to where I don't have to move and do. So it's a nice little virtual work environment.
Right.
So sounds like maybe a tax write-off and I need it for work now that I talk about it. To hit up the bookkeeper and see what's up. Uh-oh. Right.
Uh-oh.
Chickens, the rooster's out.
Yep. Saying good morning.
Automatic doors let him out. He's unleashed his power on the world. I've dropped my phone. I'll need a new one now. And he's just out there living his best life. He's a big bird. I don't know what people vision him as.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big rooster. Very pretty. Kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Not in any way aggressive towards people, though.
Would you want him to be?
No. No, I see some roosters like chasing folks, though.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not like that. Now, he does this thing where he'll run up on you. Like when you're walking, he's always behind you. So when you're walking, you'll hear him. And if you get like your periffs going good enough, he'll like full sprint like he's about to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before he gets to you, he like slows it down. Like he'll do like a little lunge and then he backs it up. It's like he wants to.
Yeah, he's
testing. He knows there's no going back.
Right.
And he'll do it all the way down the yard. So like from front, like from out my back door to back where they are, he might do it 5 times on the way back there.
Mm.
Always like he's going to come at me. Now he's got these spurs on the side that I let him keep for defensive purposes.
Yeah.
I could see that it hurts if he was to jab one of those in you. That'd be a bad deal. You see his rooster spurs?
I'm pulling it up now.
Yeah, they're
Oh, shit.
Yeah. They're not something you want to penetrate you. His don't curl up like that. They're more like straight, kind of like that one. Like maybe just a, yeah, like that. Yep. Mm. It basically looks like a talon for those that have never seen a spur. And so when they jump at you, they run up and they kick those in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's clipping him.
Yeah, but I want him to have them because now I will say he roughs up the ladies a little bit when he's being intimate. But I want him to have them, but for protection. This is going to take a sad turn, but I had a possum get in my coop.
Oh.
And it did get one of my chickens, and eventually the chicken did die. But he tried to defend the girls, and he was covered in blood. Dude, he looked like somebody dumped a bucket of blood on him, and it wasn't his blood.
Damn.
A little of it was, but like most of it wasn't. He went after that possum.
He did his job.
Yeah. So shout out to him. But yeah, those spurs are no joke. He's a big bird.
Mm-hmm. Look at that one.
Yeah, majestic. Chickens are also stupid, so don't be feeling too bad. They're so dumb. They could easily evade that possum because possums don't move briskly, but they're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I heard him there. He's like, you're talking about me. I hear you.
Yeah, he's right outside the door. You know, he's patrolling. He doesn't mess around. Mm-hmm. He's just out there. A lot of times they'll go under like a deck or under something and kind of hide and sleep. And he just kind of stands out there and just watches.
Yeah. All right. So back to game. You play anything else?
No, that was it. Just played Helldivers 2 and party animals.
Yeah. And this time, I think we stayed up, we played a little bit later than we normally did.
I'll tell you, I didn't want to run that last mission because I was afraid that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 12:30 is kind of, I've gotten to where I've been doing a lot better with my sleep habits.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get off at 11:30, go to bed by like midnight, it's really made a big difference in how I feel. Gosh, he won't stop.
Mm-hmm.
But 12:30 was, I was tired. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I was ready to be done.
I wasn't struggling, but the next day, Friday morning, it took me a minute. Because normally I'm pretty wide awake, ready, but it took me about an hour where I was like awake.
I figured you probably had a mini celebration, though, to be glad to be done with Helldivers because you hate it so much.
Oh, no, now I got to worry about the next game.
Who do you think, objectively here, who do you think has picked the best games so far between the four of us?
I don't know, because it's...
Based on overall reaction, engagement...
We'd have to go back and look at the games because I don't remember who picked what.
Yeah. Do you, without looking at the games, do you think you know who's picked the worst games? This would be a good place to call them out.
Well, for me, I picked the best games, but I think for everybody else, I probably picked the worst ones.
You're definitely making a run for it. I'll say that.
Yeah, I probably picked the worst ones for everybody else.
I'd have to look at a list.
Because Star Trek was horrible for us to try to play.
Yeah, I don't count that against you. Howard, you'll always be last for Howard because of Star Trek.
Yeah.
He'll never let that go.
Sons of the Force for the Batman. Force. He hated that.
Yeah, Force was good for me too. I'll tell you where you lost me was Zombie Army 4.
Mm.
And not because of the game was bad, like the redundancy. I got bored really quick.
Yeah.
Because I will say in Helldivers, you really never know what you might encounter. I knew what I was going to encounter in Zombie Army.
Yeah.
Like hallway, open area, zombies.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get a little bored there. What else have you picked? That was a good one because no one was talking. It was just right into the mic.
I know. I'm trying to think, what else did I pick?
Star Trek was your first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
because those are the three I know of. But there's a fourth.
You did Star Trek, Zombie Army,
Sons of the Forest. I mean, the Forest in between.
Have we only done three apiece? Maybe because that's 3 months.
Yeah, I think I've only done three because now you did a breakup and then Pac-Man did a breakup.
Yeah, so I did
because you did one where we played a different game almost every week.
Well, I did Turtles, and then I did Totally Reliable Delivery Service.
Yeah.
2 weeks and 2 weeks. And then I don't even know what I picked either. You remember what I picked?
Who picked Demio?
Not me. Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, okay. So it's Demio, Earth Defense Force.
We only did Earth Defense Force 1 week.
Right. What was the other game that...
I don't remember.
We did for three.
Who did Grand Theft Auto?
That was Pac-Man.
Okay. He's had some weak-ass choices, too.
Yeah, Demio and Earth Defense Force, that's two knocked on him.
Howard did Moving Out at my suggestion, so I can't be mad at that, because that was fun.
Yeah, Moving Out was okay.
What else did he do, though? Helldivers is his, but he should have one more as well, I think. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you've gone three times and we're just now getting to our third time.
Yeah, this might be Howard's next.
Because you're first.
Well, no, didn't he have one where we played one for three and then we played one? We did 3 weeks one game and then we do one game just 1 week with his.
I don't remember doing that. So the way this worked, there's four of us. We play for a month. We tried to stick to a calendar. Now we just stick to four playthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
And we did take the month of December off for the most part, and we just had random order. So I literally just randomized the four names. So it goes you, friend of the show, Marshall 205, me, then Pac-Man.
Yeah.
That's the order. But I don't remember when we started.
Yeah, me neither. I'm trying to.
We should have kept a record, huh?
Yeah, we should. So we don't pick the same thing again.
I'm trying to think what we like. If there's anything we play that we haven't even brought up, like we completely forgot.
Hello. There's Hello Neighbor.
Oh, Hello Neighbor. That was Marshall 205's.
Yeah. Then there was Dead by Daylight.
That was mine.
PUBG.
We didn't play PUBG. We played PUBG?
Yeah, we played PUBG.
Whose was that?
I think it was Padman's. I think we did it. It was that one where we just did it once. There was Moving Out.
We played PUBG more than once, I think. Were you looking at your trophies?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was mine. That was a split.
Payday.
Oh, Payday.
Yeah, Payday.
That was yours. You've made some ass choices.
Yeah, for everybody else. All right. So, yeah, Star Trek Bridge Crew. Okay.
That was, again, one of your better choices because that game is good. I understand it was unplayable, the four of us, but that game is good. That game is fun. That game is neat. That it was, to me, that was not the selection's choice. That was that didn't work for the four of us all on different systems.
Yeah.
But that's still a good game. I mean, everybody can eat ass that disagrees.
I think the Force would have been good if we maybe just started without the enemies.
I think the Forest was still fun. I think the problem is 4 weeks, 2 to 3 hours of play session, all we ever had time was to make the base.
Yeah.
And then we were kind of done by the time we got the base finished. We did zero of the exploration and story stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because the enemies were just, we just had to mix it up.
So we probably didn't play that correctly.
I would like to play another game like that, just a base building game to
you could pick the Forge.
No, just like in Forge out and, you know, like Minecraft it up. I mean, that's because then we could sit there and just talk while we're doing shit.
You could pick Minecraft.
I know, but Batman hates Minecraft.
I will. This is what I told Marshall 205. You can't worry about what you know someone else is going to feel.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of this is that you pick the thing that you want to play with the three of us. You just can't worry about it. Because last night, I told Marshall 205 what I'm probably going to pick, and he was like, oh, Patman's going to hate that. you can't care. That's on him. That's not on me. It's probably going to be fun. So if he chooses to not like it, also, I think sometimes it's easy to read into him not liking something because he doesn't have high highs and lows lows. Like Patman's very in the middle.
Yeah.
And so I think expecting him to be excited about something, he hasn't seemed excited about Helldivers, even though I know he loves it.
Oh yeah. He's just 23.
But he's always just kind of even, he always says he has a good time. Even if he doesn't seem like it, he just always seems the same.
Yeah, the only time you know is like when we're playing Sons of the Forest. The Forest.
He just stands around.
He stands there and all of a sudden, Batman, come on. He's not because he's on Reddit or something.
Yeah, that's how you know he's not engaged. He just stands around, but he still doesn't have a bad time. Friend of the show, Marshall 205 is a giant baby when he doesn't like something.
Oh, yeah, he'll quit.
Yeah,
I'm just going to bed.
He makes it known he doesn't like it. He's negative Nancy when he doesn't like a game.
Mm-hmm. He'll quit. He'll not show up. I'm going on vacation this week.
You don't talk when you're not having fun. I can always tell, like, the more quiet you are, the less engaged you are with the game.
Either that or I'm concentrating.
Yeah, but it's always the first one.
Usually, yeah. Yeah, usually. If I'm concentrating on something, then I won't say nothing at all.
And I try not to be negative when people know I don't like something. I usually just try to just still show up and play. The thing that has irritated me the most about that is like it seems like every Thursday is a bad day at work. Like I'm busy, I get home late, I'm running nonstop, and then I have to jump on and play. And so like I get on a little irritated that has nothing to do with the game.
Mm-hmm.
But once I get in there and play, I mean, I always have fun around you guys, even if I don't care for the game. Two shooters in a row is definitely something I've thought about. You know, I don't want to do a shooter. You know, I feel like that needs a little cool down.
Right. But unfortunately, that's majority of the
Yeah. So
half the games we can play are shooters.
Now, I will say one of the things when I'm picking games is I try to be cognizant of what we've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm probably not going to pick a VR game and then a VR game.
Right.
Like if you did a VR game and it's my turn next, I'm not going to pick a VR. It's a lot. I'm okay if someone else does, but I do try to think about those things. There's some real possibilities coming out though. Sea of Thieves, Grounded, both good multiplayer games that all four of us could play.
Yep.
Subnautica is going to have multiplayer. I don't know how many people, maybe just co-op, but that'd be a fun one if everybody could get in there, especially with like base building and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I was just talking about with, whatchamacallit there, that Frontier, what that game, that name is so shitty. I can't remember it. Frontier Lightyear.
Lightyear Frontier.
Yeah. That name is ass. Mm-hmm. Just some things like that to switch up the process. Padman would be on Reddit in that game in a heartbeat though. We played Deep Rock Galactic before we started this multiplayer night. Padman convinced us to try it and we bounced off it really quick. I wonder if we shouldn't go back and try that game as well. It's built for multiplayer. I mean, it's what it's made for.
Right.
But it's a shooter, and so it's a first-person deal, and I bounced off of it pretty quick. But there's still a lot of options out there for us.
Oh, yeah, there is. It's coming. I think we should do the 4 weeks, I mean, each of us, and then take a month off, then go back just to get a break.
Problem is, when you start taking breaks, eventually you break up.
But we always play, though.
You break up. We've got to, me and Howard have to do something different. We're playing Party Animals every single night and only Party Animals.
It's like and Rocket League and then Fall
just
Guys.
Like, just guys, like everything. It's like it's like hooked. Our whole life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like thinkless. So like you have your day at work, you come home, you just jump on there and you just play that.
Yeah.
But we do play it till we hate it. Like Party Animals is already at a point where there's not a real reason for us to play it every day anymore. Mm-hmm. We've both completed the pass. There's no announcement of even a new pass yet.
Yeah.
So we're not even accomplishing anything. But then you take time off, you get rusty, and then you come back and you're bad.
Right.
That's no good either. So I don't know. We need a better schedule. I want to play The Devil in Me. I like to call it The Devil Inside Me. The Dark Pictures Anthology.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to play that. I don't know. I've got lots of options.
Yeah, you do.
Need to play something besides just that though. I'm hoping that Frontier's Buzz Lightyear, I'm hoping that'll help give us just a change of pace. And plus mech farming sounds like a good time to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, what'd you play?
My usual Fallout 76. I'm almost done with the season. Need three. I think I'm on I got three left. They have like a season pass thing that you don't buy into, but you get extra rewards if you did buy into it, but it's not as much if you have Fallout first. So I got three left on that. Then I'm good until the next, which would be good because it'll give me a break from the game until the next season starts up.
I'd like to know how many weeks ago it was when you were like, I wouldn't play Fallout no matter what. Like, even if it fixed, I wouldn't play it.
It wasn't until they had Fallout first was free for like a week. So I was able to go in there and get my house built back to where it was, I was able to build my house again, but then I just got hooked on playing it.
There was definitely a point where you were like, no matter what, like I'm done with that.
No Man's Sky is pretty much like that.
And then you're all in though.
Oh yeah. It'll get like that. So I played that, Power Wash Simulator. So I've been playing that, working my way through it. Able to listen to a lot of podcasts to get caught back up. So that's always a good time. And then I need the noise in the background going on because the other noise in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You have people sitting next to you watching TikTok videos or Instagram videos at ungodly levels. Need something in my ear.
Yeah. You know, Power Wash Simulator, you've already run like basically all the way through it, but that we could have done that too.
Oh, that we would have knocked out stuff really quick on that one.
Yeah, all four of us could jump in there
mm-hmm.
and do that one. It's a good one for just chatting.
Yeah.
So what's next for you as far as like new game, like not new coming out, but like what's the next thing you're going to like invest in? That's not just on the list of stuff you're running through.
I don't know. Cause it depends on what if they throw a free game out there, cause you know, I like the free stuff. If they're a free game out there, there's still games I have on my list that I want to play. I still haven't, so I want to play this Assassin's Creed to get caught back on them. But that one, Origins is just long. So long.
Long and strong. My Cult of the Lamb physical came in.
Oh, nice.
And it's like, what is it, like 1,900 copies?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's like 1,780 or something like that. Like, it's way up there. But it's still shrink-wrapped. I'm going to leave it that way. I don't really plan to ever open it, but just because I have it digital. Mm-hmm. But I really wanted it to put on the shelf. So it did come in. I got the, what did I get? What's it called? Do you see it there?
I'm trying to look at deluxe. Did you get the deluxe edition or?
Nope. The next one up, I believe. So it's like standard deluxe. Then this.
Sinful. Poultice pack.
Hold on, I'll tell you what it is. You can keep talking.
No, so like, I want to get it, but I don't know what I want it. Like, I want to get one, but I don't know if I want to play it on the Switch or if I want to play it in the PlayStation. I think I might get it for the Switch just so I can get the Switch out and play.
I bought the Special Reserve.
But then
is what I bought.
Then I feel like if I buy it on the Switch, then I'm going to be missing out on something on the PlayStation side.
Yeah. I bought the Special Reserve. I think it cost me like $10 more than it would have cost me when it was brand new. If I had been that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember. I know we talked about it already, but it doesn't come with anything amazing. It is numbered.
Yeah.
It comes with like a foil print card, the game. And it says, if you go to the website, it says the game, like inside, I think it's like signed by some developers. But 1900 is an awful lot to sign, so I may be misreading that.
Mm-hmm.
So we will, that's now marked off my list where I can breathe easy. It's one that I wanted to have in case 20 years from now, it's for some reason you can't play it. I have it physical.
Right.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I just game wise that I want to buy. I still need to pre-order Endless Ocean for the Switch. I'm really excited about it.
Yep. You need to finish Dave the Diver.
I do need to finish Dave the Diver. Now I will tell you, I was fully erect for the first 10 hours of Dave the Diver. Not the first hour, but the nine after that.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't cooled on Dave the Diver, but it's one of those things where it's like, I get it. I get the loop. I've done a lot of it. I need to just go in and finish it up.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm pretty close to, I think I'm more than halfway through that game, maybe I should say. And so I feel like I should go in and just make a push to finish it instead of just, I get lost, man. When I dive in the ocean, I just want to check everything out. Mm-hmm. And I forget that I'm supposed to be doing something. You know, I need to mainline it for lack of a better term and just get the rest of the way through that thing so I can have seen the end of it.
Right.
But that's probably needs to be a priority to not wait so long that I don't play it at all. I still recommend that game a ton.
That's all I've got. Play wise. I don't know what I'm going to play next or what I want to play. Sea of Thieves for sure. But that's pretty much it. So you want to get into some of this news?
Yeah, let's dive in since we're talking about that. Sea of Thieves and Dave the Diver. You see what I did there, folks?
Yeah, there is a Dave the Diver news I got on here too.
Hell yeah. Let's bring it on.
All right. Don't know where it's at in this big jumble of shit I got up here.
That's this episode. Big jumble of shit. I don't like to swear in the titles.
Right. All right. So Skull and Bones is also another game, but
dove right in the shit.
Yep. That's getting a press cut.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So it's down to for PS5 and Xbox to $44.99.
You know, I haven't heard anyone really talk bad about that game. It just doesn't interest me because it took too long.
Yeah. It looks amazing, but
yeah, you should get it. Price cut.
All right. Xbox has Fallout controllers, which I thought was pretty cool.
You want to share that screen?
Oh shit.
So I can also think it's cool.
Yeah. My bad. Here we go.
Oh, those look nice. Are those truly from Xbox?
Yeah, a quote from Team Xbox and the Fallout flavor design lab features.
Oh, that's a beautiful controller.
Yeah, here they have I like the little commercial.
Would you get this?
I wouldn't mind having one, but yeah. I don't know which one I would get because there's several.
I'll tell you right now, I need a new controller. I only have one Xbox controller, and you know me, I like to toss it on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that controller.
Yeah, so you can the same backup, you just change the colors of the buttons, and there's some of the ones you can do.
The gold, maybe. I always think blue and yellow when I think Fallout.
Yeah, so I
kind of like that red.
See, I kind of want the red for the nuke button would be good.
Yeah, I kind of like that red.
Not a fan of the green.
But the gold has blue back buttons.
Yeah.
So the bumpers and stuff, I feel like that's the right option because yellow and blue, again, gives me Fallout vibes. But my eye's drawn to that red.
I guess the green would be because when you get...
Oh, it's part of Design Lab. So you make them whatever. You could change every part of that on your own.
Yeah.
They're totally customizable. That's just the options they're showing you, but you can do anything. You can make every one of those buttons a different color.
Yeah, so I might just do one of those just to have it.
Yeah. Well, so you'll eventually get an Xbox out of peer pressure, I think.
No, I won't.
We'll talk about it.
We'll see. All right. Next one, there's a Dune movie came out. A Dune open world MMO game coming. It actually looks like incredible looking. Share your screen. Just give you a little bit here and there.
I couldn't be less interested in this, but maybe if it comes out and it's great and everybody's playing it, I would jump in. But
yeah, so there you go.
The world of Dune doesn't excite me.
I like the movie. The game, I said the game just looks awesome. Just visually graphics. It's called Dune Awakening.
It looks good.
Yeah, where's the thing? Yeah, you can build the base. And you're looking, and there's all the other people in the game playing.
They look like straight chaos.
Yeah. All right, next one. We know we like special edition Xbox and Villa custom SpongeBob.
That's awesome.
With the tricked out controller.
It's so good. I'll tell you the problem. Right when I look at it, immediately there's a problem. You see a problem with this.
The top.
No. I could see that being an issue. It should be yellow. The problem I have, also because it looks spongy up there, if it was yellow, it'd be gangster.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I have immediately is it has the game logo on the side.
Oh, All-Star Brawl 2.
That's got to go. That game is not going to matter in 10 years, but the fact that it's a SpongeBob system mm-hmm. is super cool. You can buy this one. You don't have to special like win it.
Yep. No, you can buy it. It came out on March 7th, last Thursday. It'll cost you $6.99.
You can only get it while supplies last.
Yeah.
It's probably gone already.
It's probably, I'm not a SpongeBob, but it's probably one of the better looking consoles. Look, it looks fun.
Yeah, I could upgrade to a Series X, and I would do that one. I'm not even a SpongeBob guy. It looks super cool, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, next news from still the Xbox world. Red versus Blue, the web series company Rooster Teeth is shutting down, and this will be the last season, the final season of the show will air later this year.
Before you guys jump on your phone, that SpongeBob is gone. It's gone everywhere.
Oh, it's sold out.
Yeah, sold out everywhere. So don't. And I saw tons of posts and stuff on Reddit where people say they waited for hours in different queues trying to get them and couldn't. So, Red versus Blue been around forever.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're shutting down. Found in Texas in 2003.
Mm-hmm. A long time.
19 seasons. All right, next one is the legendary Dragon Ball creator Akira Toriyama passed away last week.
Yeah, young.
Mm-hmm. 68. Yeah, if a lot of people, they do have tons of Dragon Ball games out there.
He had like a brain bleed or something, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's sad. Now people, as like me being a Dragon Ball fan, where the what's going to happen with the cartoon and stuff, or that anime?
Was he still like an integral part of like operate? Okay,
yeah, he was huge. They did a Broly movie, and he forgot he did already did a Broly movie. So when you watch the new Broly movie, this is where you can tell he had some issues. He forgot he did it, and he changed some of the storyline up on the old one compared to the new one.
But he was still active in like production of new Dragon Ball.
Yeah, he had an acute subdural hematoma.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
Me neither. Something with the brain, though.
Yeah, not good. Sad. Right.
The Xbox toaster oven is back at Walmart. I didn't even know it existed, but I saw the picture of it.
Didn't know it existed. It's fine.
It's $84.49. It says it launched in January for $39.99, $40. It says about Walmart.com has it for $40.
It looks like a Series S, and when the toast pops up, it has an Xbox logo on it.
Yeah.
If you burn it.
Pretty cool.
And it just doesn't toast part of it.
All right, and then a game that we both played, Valiant Hearts, came out on the 7th.
Coming Home.
Yeah, Valiant Hearts Coming Home, the sequel. That's
the phone one, right?
Yeah.
I think we talked about it coming out, but I think it's out now.
Yeah, it came out in March, on March 7th for PlayStation, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4 for right now, and then PC.
Valiant Hearts was a time and place game for me, but I loved it. I don't think I'll play this, but I loved that one, the first Valiant Hearts.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd pay for it, I think it's only $14.99. $14.99. Maybe not, just to help him out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, Ubisoft, hurting for money. I got you.
All right, next one, game you might like, Turbo Golf Racing. Did you play that?
Nope.
Yep. It's coming to PlayStation 5 on April 4th.
Let's see it. It looks very Rocket League right off the rip.
It is.
Let's see it. We got a trailer coming here. Very silly looking.
Vehicles like Rocket
Fortnite
League.
Fortnite meets Rocket League almost. Very vibrant, colorful world.
Mm-hmm.
I've long since said that Rocket League should have a golf mode.
Oh, too late now.
Three game modes, 8-player race. Don't care about that. Oh, the golf is like you have to hit the ball like in there while you're racing. Time trials I despise.
Hole in one.
And then 1v1 golf. Where you actually line up and do hit it. Mm-hmm. See, that part interests me.
Yeah.
The golf part. Customizable, which you would expect. You can customize your balls. That was a fish tank.
Yep.
80 levels. It looks fine. That looks like a game that if I got for free, I wouldn't be upset. Or if it was like $9.99 and I was feeling weak, I might try it. It doesn't look like a game that I want to pay $40 for.
Or end up paying $500 in a lifetime.
Yeah, it doesn't look that great to me. What's the price on this bad boy? April 4th on the release date for PS5.
$35 season awards, April 4th, doesn't say.
Mm. That looks just okay to me.
Yeah. Let's see. Turbo RFK. It's on Steam now.
It's got a good rating on Steam.
Yeah, $10 on Steam.
The price is right. Good on them.
Mm-hmm. Xbox.com has it for $10. It was $18.
It's the right price.
Yep. Next one. PlayStation launch title Sackboy is. Oh yeah, Sackboy is free for PlayStation. Sackboy Big Adventure is free on PlayStation Plus in April for next month. So if you haven't played Sackboy Big Adventure, it'll be free for everybody as long as you have a PlayStation account.
It's a great game.
Free to all members.
Everybody should play it.
Next one, the PlayStation's top 24 downloads for the month. Of course, Helldivers than Final Fantasy VII: The Rebirth. This is for PlayStation 5, which is weird that PlayStation 4 games, there's some differences. And they're like on PlayStation 4, they had Red Dead Redemption 2 was number one, but not on the PlayStation 5, which is there is no PlayStation 5 version. I don't know what's saying that.
But yeah, you Madden, can download it to PS5, but it is the PS4 version. Yeah.
But Madden being in February, being the top download, is that, do you think, because of the Super Bowl maybe?
There's nothing else to play. But, you know, so it's going to go, just to recap, it's going to go Helldivers 2, Final Fantasy Rebirth, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, which is pretty telling. That game's going to sell excellent, even though people are bouncing off of it by all accounts. Mm-hmm. Madden, NBA, Call of Duty. I mean, this is Grand Theft Auto, just the usual suspects. Shout out to Skull and Bones for making an appearance. I will tell you, when I look at this list, it's a pretty lackluster list. It's either old stuff that's good. I mean, It Takes Two is on the fucking list.
Yeah. God of War Ragnarok, but us, because people are playing the free.
I like It Takes Two, but it just goes to show you, like, it's just lacking staying power right now. Anything.
Yep. And then I saw this news article. Apparently, in this last update, Sony did it with the PlayStation. A lot of PlayStation 5 owners lost their digital game library.
I'd be pissed.
It's not a lot of them, but there's been several. I think as of this morning, I saw one that said there's around like 80 people that lost it. Here, this article says 50 people.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, it's all gone. You can't get it back. If you try to download the game, one of the games you buy, it will tell you it errors out. And then Sony, as of right now, doesn't know how to fix it.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
They can make it right. They can see what you bought.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Verizon's offering a free Switch and a $200 gift card if you do their home internet deal. So we're going to have a lot of new
That's cool.
Nintendo users.
I'm sure you have to sign an agreement.
Oh, yeah. Probably like a 2-year. They're going to let you get.
It's a Target gift card.
Mm-hmm. Or Samsung Galaxy Chromebook
Pro. All right. For a limited time, you can get Verizon 5G home internet for $45 a month. Plus, you get to choose between a $200 Target gift card or a Samsung Galaxy Chromebook. Even better, you also get a free Nintendo Switch console valued at $299. Verizon usually offers freebies when you sign up for its services, but this is the biggest, best bundle we've ever seen, according to this website, Tom's Guide. For more information, check out Verizon. So yeah, you're getting a $200 gift card or a Chromebook. Take the gift card and a Switch. So if you needed home internet, you sign up for Verizon, right? Then you could very easily grab your Switch and then take the $200 and put it towards a pro controller and a couple games.
Yeah.
Or a pro controller and a game. Still have a little bit left off for some Nintendo credit. I mean, this could get you started, especially if you were already in the market of getting internet.
Right. Or even get this, or get the Chromebook and just sell it for $350.
Yeah.
And then there you go.
The problem is Chromebooks are outdated like the second you get them.
Oh, yeah.
They're just.
That's why I say that's where you sell it.
Yeah. They'll be everywhere, though.
That's not bad because my internet's a little bit more than this.
Yeah. Your internet's also faster than that.
Right. All right. Let's see. Dave the Diver has an anniversary edition coming for Nintendo Switch. It'll be coming to May 30th.
Oh, it's a physical?
Yeah.
Because Dave the Diver right now is only digital.
Only digital, but there's a physical coming. A physical release version of the game will be releasing May 30 for $39.99. It'll also include some additional content that is Guilty Gear Strive themed.
Is PS5's getting a physical edition? Do we know?
Do not know. Right now it just says Nintendo. Let's look real quick. For Switch.
Just type in Dave the Diver physical PS5, maybe, because the anniversary edition is probably only for Switch.
I'm seeing a Switch. Nope. Just as Nintendo Switch right now. It sucks for us, huh?
Yeah, well, the reason I was asking is because I'll just get the Switch one if I know that there's not going to be a PS5 one coming out like tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. I don't know if you're, because I know you're looking.
Yeah, I'm actually on, I'm on Verizon.
Are you looking at the?
I was trying to see if this, what they say, that it's a 5G internet. So I'm trying to see what they rate the speeds at. It's $45 a month. That is with discounts.
I wonder if that's only going to be for a certain amount of time.
It's a 5-year price guarantee. You have to do auto pay.
Mm-hmm. But nothing with the speeds.
That's what I don't see. It just says high speed downloads, which is ultra generic. So 5G Home Plus is $45. Higher speed downloads, 4K video streaming, router and whole home Wi-Fi included, 5-year price lock, Verizon Cloud Unlimited. The 5G Home is $35 a month, high speed downloads, 1080, wireless router included, 5-year price lock. It appears to get the deal, you have to get the $45 a month.
Yeah.
What I don't like is it just does not seem to tell you what it is. It also doesn't tell you, like, I know you have to do it for so long.
Yeah, you're going to have to sign at least a 1-year minimum.
Offer valid through 3/31/24 for new home internet customers who activate and maintain eligible 5G Plus services in good standing for 65 days. You have to redeem the offer within 60 days, but then you have to be in good standing for 65 days. Or no, it must be redeemed no later than 8/31. You will be charged back the amount of the promotional devices if canceled within 180 days.
Mm.
So that's actually not that bad.
Yeah, so you can have it for 6 months and then cancel it.
You can have it for 6 months and cancel it. Get the gift card as well as
the Switch.
The Switch, and I don't see any early termination writing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad deal.
It's not. All right. So some Nintendo news real quick. The Nintendo had a settlement with the 3DS emulator. They had to pay $2.4 million to Nintendo.
All things considered, that's not that much money if the company made any money. But if they didn't, they'll just file bankruptcy and open up under a different name.
Yeah, because this one says that they closed down. So Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color emulator, pizza emulators had said to close its doors on the Android emulator scene. And they've removed all their emulators out there. So they'll probably just, like you say, reopen up somewhere else under another name. All right, another good news. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutants Unleashed coming to this year, from this year to the Switch. There's like a little picture of it.
That follows the, I believe, the movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
And here's some of the
screenshots.
All right.
I love the resurgence that Turtles is having.
Yep. All right. So a new quest update adds a lay down mode. So apparently they used to have it, then they turned it off. So you can take the headset off, put it on your couch, go to the bathroom, come back and put it back in, and you won't have to worry about logging back in like it does now.
But it only works for Quest 2 and Pro models.
Yeah.
Quest 3 doesn't work. Now, let me tell you what happened when I read this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you could play Land Down. Let me just read this article to you. The title: New Quest update adds laying down mode, but only for Quest 2 and Pro models. Right. So what you're saying makes sense, but just reading that, I thought, like, why do I want to be laying down trying to play? Get the strap on the back. Just going to tear the headset up. It doesn't sound comfortable. Mm-hmm. Now, there's that game called Pillow that's made to be played in the bed.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I thought. I thought we were getting a new lay down mode where we just be playing and you're just laying down on your back. Makes more sense that you just take it off and put it back on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's on me.
Next one, Meta is going to be deleting all Oculus accounts at the end of the month for the ones who do not switch over their accounts.
That was a fucking disaster when I tried to switch mine over, and I think I fucked everything all up, but I'm switched off. You have to have like a Horizon account or something now.
Yeah.
So I think I'm good on that.
All right. Next one, really quick. There's a Fallout TV show coming. It looks pretty cool. It is going to be a non-interactive version of Fallout 5. So they kind of tease basically there is a Fallout 5 coming.
Yeah, it looks all right.
Yeah, I watched the newest trailer and it looks pretty cool. And people are adding in some of the characters from Fallout Vegas, New Vegas, some of the people.
Yeah, it should Fallout should be a no-brainer if it's done right, but it should be.
Yeah. Or not saying characters, but like the different Brotherhood of Steel than another faction.
Yeah, it's being developed for Amazon Prime.
Yeah. So another one, something we talked about a long time ago, remember the Playdate?
Yep, still want one.
Yep, you can get them on eBay, and they're a lot less than the $199, some of them. There's some used ones for like $63, $177, but...
I just want one for history.
Just to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a Playdate handheld console with a purple cover, USB charging. They opened the box just to show it. It's $100 right now, 2 bids, 5 days left.
Yep. I mean, what was that thing when it came out? 180?
Yeah.
You're done, right? You don't want one?
No.
Yeah, they're neat. I'd like to get one to fuck around with it and then put it in a box and never think about it again.
All right, now everyone's favorite news. We're going to talk a little bit about Lego, but also Super Mario. Super Mario Lego's coming, and I want to show you some of the sets that they did a little bit better. This also is on part of because Lego is releasing a Mario Kart version, Mario Kart game, I should say. There's, I don't know if you can see that one.
Yeah, it looks like the ones I don't like.
Yeah. There's a.
I just don't like the figures. They're so. They're like a half step between minifigures and blockheads.
Mm-hmm.
They're made to be played with. So from that aspect, yep. I get it.
But that's it.
What I want. I mean, they do look better, but they're still.
Oh, yeah. So you said Lego. Did you put your phone booth together yet?
I did not put it together yet. I will, though. I'm excited to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
Just hadn't had the opportunity.
But that's all I got.
All I got, too.
All right. So, as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us and contact us on our socials at @game_stitch, @HoeEffinShow. That was episode 581. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.